KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 65. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 31. Tonight, slight chance for scattered showers. High of 55 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 55.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The cattle and feed report out on Thursday, it showed cattle and feed down slightly. The numbers on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. with feedlots of capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 12 million on December 1st, slightly below the December 1st, 2020 numbers. Placements in feedlots in November totaled 1.97 million head, 4% above 2020. The net placements were at 1.9 million head. Ad marketings of fed cattle during November, 1.87 million head, 5% above 2020. Marketings were at the highest for November since the series began in 1996. November 2021 included one additional day of slaughter compared to last year. Also, the quarterly hog and pig report was released on Thursday. U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs as of December 1st, 74.2 million head, down 4% from December 1st a year ago, and down 1% from September 1st of this year. Breeding inventory, 6.18 million head, up slightly from last year, but down slightly from the previous quarter. Hog market inventory, 68 million head, down 4% from last year and down 1% from the last quarter. The pig crop for this last quarter, September through November, 33.7 million head, down 4% from 2020. Sows farrowing in the period totaled 3.01 million head, down 5% from last year. The average pig save per litter, 11.19 for September-November period, compared to 11.05 a year ago. Hog producers intend to have 2.94 million sows farrow in the December through February quarter, up slightly from the actual farrowing during the same time a year earlier. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Police in Wichita have identified the two men killed in a wrong-way accident. The wreck happened shortly after 9 a.m. on Tuesday. Police say a pickup traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes of Kellogg struck several vehicles before colliding head-on with another pickup. Police say the man driving in the wrong direction was 37-year-old Brandon White of Wichita. He died at the scene. The driver of the other pickup, 60-year-old Rayburn Langston of Wichita, died at a hospital. The state's Department of Health and Environment has recommendations for those traveling and gathering this holiday season. Statewide cases continue to climb. According to the KDHE website, there were more than 5,000 new cases, 34 new deaths, and 153 hospitalizations since Monday. 10 new Omicron cases have been confirmed in the state since Monday. According to KDHE, even if you're not showing symptoms, you can still spread the virus. So they recommend getting tested before gathering with loved ones. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
And news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
A registered sex offender in Hayes has been arrested on new sexual assault charges following an investigation by the Hayes Police Department. After the Hayes Police Department received information about a possible sexual assault against a minor, an investigation was initiated. The result of the investigation led to the arrest of Donald Joseph Littlefoot, 46. Littlefoot was arrested on suspicion of rape, aggravated indecent liberties with a child, and aggravated criminal sodomy. The Andover Police Department confirms a possible burglary suspect was critically injured in an officer-involved shooting late Wednesday night in the 1000 block of West Highway 54 in Andover. Police said an investigation into a possible burglary at a storage unit facility led up to a shooting reported around 10:30 p.m. When officers arrived and found the man, he had no identification and couldn't explain why he was there. As officers escorted him back to his truck, he got away, got in the truck, and backed up towards the officers. That's when one officer fired a shot, which hit the suspect in the face. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The founder of a Nebraska trucking firm has agreed to pay a $486,900 fine to the federal government for purchasing large amounts of his company's stock as a director without properly reporting it. The Federal Trade Commission announced on Wednesday that Clarence Werner, founder of the Omaha-based truckload carrier Werner Enterprises, Inc., reached the agreement to settle charges that he violated federal antitrust law. Federal authorities say Werner exercised stock options in 2007, 2009, 2012 and 2019 to acquire shares of Werner Inc., but failed to make the proper federal filings required by law. One day, a mining company hopes to dig up rare materials in one corner of Nebraska that would be used to make steel and aluminum stronger. But first, the 10-person company has to raise more than $1 billion. The Biden administration wants the U.S. to develop a reliable domestic supply of rare minerals, but the Nebraska project shows the difficulty. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Record low unemployment numbers have employers region-wide scrambling for employees. Marshall County Partnership for Growth highlighted a statewide map with a majority of counties below 2%, including just 1.3% unemployment locally for Marshall, Washington, and Nemaha counties. Similar numbers are noted in Nebraska, with most dipping even below what would normally be considered full employment. It's estimated that upwards of 500 positions are currently open locally, and the Partnership for Growth has a lengthy list of employers and specific job openings listed on the organization website, ChooseMarshallCountyKS.com. For those seeking help, that service is provided free of charge, and additional details are available by contacting Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber at 785-207-7598 or email choosemarshallcounty@gmail.com. The record low unemployment has further challenged local small business owners, with some restaurants and others reducing hours to accommodate. Larger firms are also impacted, with orders and production backed up at times longer than normal. Again, a job site is available on the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website, choosemarshallcountyks.com. Tara Clausen will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She's with the North Central Kansa Regional Library, which serves our local communities.
Great, thank you. Really pleased to be with you today. Again, my name is Tara Clausen. I'm the Executive Director for Kansa United Way. Kansa United Way is a agency that focuses on our community's greatest needs, specifically where we can make a difference in programming with that focuses on education, health, and financial stability. So really pleased to service the Northeast Kansas area here, Riley County, Pottawatomie County, all the way up north to the Nebraska line, which very much includes Washington and Marshall counties. So really looking forward to the future and how I can partner and make a difference for all of our community individuals.
A national initiative titled the Dolly Parton Early Reading Program is now being expanded locally.
The main goal of the Dolly, first let me say I'm super excited to bring the Dolly Parton Imagination Library to the Kansa United Way service area. The main focus of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library really is to make a difference for our children in early childhood literacy. Encouraging our families to become a part of the program so that our preschoolers, children ages 0 to 5, can build their own personal libraries at their homes. And foster that love of reading. Statistics very much prove that when we have early readers going into kindergarten, there's much more opportunity for academic success, which we know when we have strong foundations, then we can become and have more opportunities to be the adults and have the kind of life we'd like to have and be contributing members of our society.
Tara Clausen explains more, including the local connections, on our public affairs program. Listen Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Lila Jean Ampey McKenzie, age 91, of North Glen, Colorado, formerly of Washington, passed away October 23rd. There will be a celebration of life service Monday, 10 a.m., at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Lila Jean Ampey McKenzie. Wayne Luters, age 70, of Herkimer, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wayne Luters. Larry L. Ditmers, age 68, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Larry Ditmers.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream starts to flatten over our region, our temperatures will continue to rise throughout Friday. The jet stream will remain fairly north throughout Friday before slightly starting to dip south on Saturday. Today, temperatures will be at least 10 to 30 degrees above our seasonal average for this time of year. Typically for Christmas Eve, we can expect to see highs in the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid 40s throughout Kansas, and the mid 30s and mid 40s throughout Missouri. Today, our temperatures will be reaching the lower to upper 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska,
the upper 60s and mid 70s throughout Missouri. And Kansas with highs almost 40 degrees above their seasonal average, with highs ranging in the mid 60s and lower 80s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 41, record high on this date 66. The average low 21 and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:45, sunset this evening 5:09.
Old St. Nick has had quite an image makeover through the ages, but look at the original bringer of gifts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 24th. Christmas Eve is the 358th day of the year, and author Mary Higgins Clark was born on this day in 1929. As we await the annual visit by a certain jolly old elf, it is interesting to look back at how the legend of St. Nick has evolved through the ages. The original St. Nicholas, in fact, was far from the jolly, outgoing fellow he's been made out to be. He was a fiery Greek bishop imprisoned for his faith. But one of his character traits does live on, his reputation for leaving gifts in secrecy. Dropping gold coins down a chimney or leaving money in stockings were his trademark style. Third century St. Nicholas would surely be amazed that his example is something we carry on today, even more so that it's by a jolly fellow in a flashy red suit. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Six different Kansas City Chiefs players were selected to the 2022 NFL Pro Bowl. That tied the Chiefs with the Chargers for most players selected to the Pro Bowl from one team. Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, Tyrann Mathieu, and Orlando Brown Jr. were all selected to the Pro Bowl. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was selected to his fourth straight Pro Bowl game. Given the current landscape of the COVID-19 pandemic, Kansas basketball coach Bill Self is in support of Wednesday's change by the Big 12 Conference to the rules regarding COVID-related forfeits. Self said he did not see any way the conference could move forward with its existing policy of forcing a team that suffers from a COVID outbreak to forfeit a game. The Big 12's new policy now allows for a game to be considered a no contest if a team has fewer than six scholarship players and one coach. The league will also attempt to reschedule as many games as possible if that becomes necessary. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. For the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The traditional holiday halt to transactions in Major League Baseball came a few weeks early, courtesy of the lockout. But the Kansas City Royals established early on that they weren't looking to overhaul their roster this winter. When MLB and the Players Association reach an agreement on a new collective bargaining agreement and business resumes, the Royals will likely explore options to bolster their roster. For now, players cannot sign Major League contracts and trades are also not allowed. Wichita State sophomore right-handed pitcher Jace Kaminska was named second-team preseason All-America by Collegiate Baseball, the publication announced this week. Kaminska burst onto the scene as a true freshman last season, going 8-1 with a 2.32 ERA to earn first-team All-Conference and AAC Newcomer Pitcher of the Year. The native of Caney, Kansas, was tabbed to five different freshman All-American teams, including first-team honors from Collegiate Baseball, Perfect Game, and D1 Baseball. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
During this holiday season, our thoughts turn gratefully to those who have made our success possible. Thank you from Titan Trailers in Waterville. We wish you warmest thoughts and much happiness in the new year as we travel through it together. From Titan Trailers.
JD Construction would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to our customers. It has truly been a pleasure working with you and look forward to continuing to improve your lives and our community. Best wishes in the new year from JD Construction.
Blue Valley Insurance Agencies are delighted to share tidings of great joy with their favorite friends and customers. May every day present for you abundant opportunities for a happy and fulfilling life. Making the most of every day and looking forward to the future. The Blue Valley Insurance Agency, Hanover, Lynn, Greenleaf, and Marysville.
In Algona, Iowa, there's a nativity scene that has been on display for over 75 years. It was a gift from prisoners far from home who were about to leave the friends they had made in a foreign country. The moving story of Christmas during war is today's edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
In 1945, five German prisoners of war constructed a 65-piece nativity scene of half-life-size figures at their POW camp in Algona, Iowa. They created it with the blessing of the U.S. camp commander, Arthur Lobdell. Resident Marvin Chickering says it was first displayed at Christmas in 1945.
Now, you have to remember that there were many people from the community of Algona invited to that church service, and the prisoners were there as well.
The service was held at the POW camp, with prisoners and local Algona citizens in attendance.
The Christmas carols were sung in English and German together. There wasn't a dry eye in the house because of the extra emotional time it was for this relationship between them and us. And, of course, the beauty of the scene was then displayed for the first time.
The German prisoners would soon be heading back to their homeland, but they could not take the nativity scene with them. It was far too large.
Kaib and the prisoners left it to us on the conditions that it never be sold, that it never leave Algona, that there never be an admission charge, and that it be shown to area residents at Christmas time.
Today, Marvin and other local residents carry on that mission. It's been on display for over 75 years, now in its own building on the local fairgrounds.
When people walk through that door, it has a wow effect. It is much more beautiful than it used to be. And that, I think, expresses it as well as I can say it. Wow. They never expected it to be this large or this beautiful.
The amazing piece of wartime Christmas history continues to provide a moving experience every holiday season. Traveling the countryside in Algona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
It's startling when you hear a loud thunk on a window and see a dazed bird. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Make the windows of your home less attractive to airstrikes as you're living the country life.
living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Bird will bonk itself on one of the windows of my house. Bill Thompson is the editor of Birdwatchers Digest and says there are two reasons why birds do this. One is completely accidental. Birds see the reflection of their habitat in the window and fly towards it. The other reason is because your window is in the bird's personal territory. For example, male cardinals are protective of their turf, and when they see something that resembles them, they perceive it as a rival and will attack the image unless you step in.
Usually you can scare them away by a loud noise or squirting them with a hose or putting a rubber snake up. Often that will accomplish it because most of these birds, if they're not right near your home all the time, they're not going to be seeing their reflection all the time. So if you scare them a few times, they'll get the message and leave.
Accidental strikes are a bigger problem. Because of the way windows are manufactured, hanging something on the inside of the glass to break the reflection isn't usually effective. Thompson says the best solution is to stretch mesh netting or hang a screen across the outside of the window. It doesn't look great, but it acts as a trampoline and the birds will safely bounce off it. Thompson says another solution is to move bird feeders closer to the window.
It has the added benefit of making it easier for you to see the birds, but then they can't build up so much speed if they are suddenly startled. And, you know, that's a survival instinct that birds have. When there's a warning call from another bird or a loud noise or a sudden movement, they flee, and that's the way they survive. So if you bring your feeders a little bit closer, a lot of times they won't be able to build up enough speed, so if they are startled into your window, they won't be badly hurt.
Find more bird versus window tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Washington County Hospital wishes you and your family happiness, health, peace, and prosperity this holiday season and in the coming new year. May the magic of Christmas fill your heart all year long. Thank you for a beautiful year and warmest wishes in the new year from the Washington County Hospital.
Wankland Oil in Frankfort is hoping your winter days are warm and bright and that the Christmas season fill your hearts with warmth, peace, and joy. Wishing you a happy Christmas holiday and a prosperous new year. Cheers to the future from Wankland Oil in Frankfort.
Christmas is a season of great joy, a time for remembering the past, making new memories, and hoping for the future. May the glorious message of peace and love fill you and yours with joy during this wonderful season. From Schroller Collision Center in Marysville, season's greetings.
Soother Building Supplies hopes the warmth of Christmas will bring lots of laughter, love, peace, and joy to all. Merry Christmas to all of our friends, family, employees, and valued customers. Enjoy the holidays and remember to celebrate the true reason for the season. From Soother Building Supplies in Seneca. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care in hopes St. Nicholas soon would be there. An Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop hopes this Christmas season your stockings are filled with abundant love and joy from family and friends. Have a Merry Christmas. Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca. Plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Hummus Trucking would like to take this time to wish their valued customers, employees, family, and friends a very Merry Christmas. May the peace and joy of the season warm hearts everywhere. Have a safe and happy holiday from all of your friends at Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover recognizes every day the valued relationships that they've established with the community over the years. Proud to continue service and support for our hometown, Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover says thanks to you. Season's greetings and best wishes.
I'm Farm Bureau Agent Brian Crott. My team and I are proud to be part of the Marysville community. We thank you for your business, and we wish you and your families a safe and joyful season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Farm Bureau Financial Services.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Marysville American Legion is offering a free community soup lunch on Christmas Day, serving Saturday, 11:30 until 2, with soup, a sandwich, and dessert. Served Saturday, 11:30 until 2. Anyone in the community is welcome at the Marysville American Legion. Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Marysville extends a welcome to the community to join Christmas worship services with a Christmas Eve candlelight service Friday evening at 7, Christmas Day worship Saturday at 9 a.m., and Sunday morning worship service this week at 9. Wishing all a very blessed Christmas and inviting you to join Mount Calvary Lutheran Church at 1710 Jenkins in Marysville.
'Tis a merry season for real Christmas tree growers this year, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. Don't be surprised if you get a pair of work gloves as a holiday gift this week. Gimpler's Farm and Home Supply is running a buy two, get one free glove promotion, and they're shipping out orders now for brands like Carhartt, DeWalt, and Gimpler's own brand, Sugar River. There's no limit on the number of pairs someone can purchase through this offer, so the odds just went up for having gloves under the tree. However, if you're not a lucky glove recipient this holiday season, treat yourself to a gift. It's easy. Just go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Pick out any three pairs of work gloves, and you only pay for two. If you need to stock up for your farm or business, this is the time. When you check out, use the promo code GLOVE. Do it soon, though, because the offer ends December 31st. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves, and use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers, family-owned, fiercely independent.
The trees that we're harvesting today for Christmas all over this country were generally planted somewhere between 2008 and 2012.
Doug Hundley is a 40-year tree grower, worked 25 years with North Carolina State University Extension to assist tree farmers, and now serves as a seasonal spokesperson for the National Christmas Tree Association.
At this point in time, the supply of Christmas trees for the national demand is adequate. People are able to find real trees just about everywhere they ever did. We have what we consider a tight market.
Hundley says Christmas trees are grown on family farms in all 50 states, most with plantings of fewer than 25 acres. He says oversupplies the past 20 years have led to very small profit margins. Now, he adds, the market is almost caught up to inflation. Growers reduced plantings around the 2008-2009 recession, says Hundley, but we shouldn't worry about shortages ahead.
We've been planting a lot of trees the last 5 to 8 years, and there's going to be plenty for the future.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, consuming more produce is extremely important, no matter it be organic or conveniently grown. Toby Amador says a recent survey shows that nutritionists agree on that statistic.
There was a survey of registered dietitians better understanding challenges of increasing fruit and vegetable consumption. And this was a study that was done by the Alliance for Food and Farming. It was done with 175 registered dietitians who responded to a web survey. All the participants had at least 10 years of experience as a registered dietitian, and 97% stated that they worked directly with consumers and with the majority in the medical and healthcare fields. 99% of these registered dietitians agreed that is, it is extremely or very important to eat enough fruits and vegetables each day.
Amador says organic or conventional, it's all safe to eat and it needs to be focused on.
95% agree that it's important that consumers know that conventionally grown fruits and vegetables are safe to eat, because not all consumers feel they can afford organically grown produce. 94% agreed that fear-based messaging regarding pesticide residue has a negative impact on consumers because it causes concern about whether conventionally grown fruits and vegetables are safe to eat. 93% agreed that consumers should eat more fruits and vegetables every single day, whether it's organic or conventionally grown. Both are safe and can absolutely be eaten with confidence.
There has been a growing focus across the nation when it comes to organically grown produce that many try to sell at different farmers markets across the nation that has been extremely beneficial to the push to eat healthier. That again was nutritionist Toby Amador. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans. Go to AARP.org.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at NewFrontierAg.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Following approval by the Massachusetts legislature, Governor Charlie Baker has signed into law a compromise measure delaying until August 15th the implementation of the state's Question 3 initiative to prohibit the sale of pork that doesn't meet the new prescribed animal production standards. National pork producers, which worked tirelessly to secure the much-needed solution for pork producers and the entire pork supply chain, applauded the legislative relief. The 2016 ballot initiative, similar to California's Prop 12, will ban the sale of pork from hogs born to sows housed in pens that don't comply with Massachusetts' new standards. It applies to any uncooked pork sold in the state, whether it's produced there or outside its borders. Nearly all pork currently produced in the U.S. fails to meet Massachusetts' arbitrary standards. In addition to delaying the initiative's implementation, the compromise measure requires Massachusetts Department of Agriculture Resources to write rules and regs for the law in consultation with the state's attorney general, who originally was given authority within 6 months of that passage. Well, generous contributors from across the country continue to donate funds for wildfire and severe storm relief to the Kansas Livestock Foundation. As of yesterday, the foundation collected and had commitments for over $507,000. All the proceeds will be used to help producers affected by the recent wildfires and severe weather. A total of 396 donations were made from December 15th through December 21st. Large contributors or commitments have been Cargill with $100,000, Tyson at $100,000, an online stallion auction that raised $47,485. In addition, the Four Farm Credit Associations of Kansas, Oklahoma, Ag Credit, Premier Farm Credit, and Farm Credit of Southern Colorado, and CoBank donating $141,000 to the KLF. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Changes in how you farm raises eyebrows in the community. You don't have to choose between what's good for the farm and your social status on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Traditional farmers know about things like cover crops, no-till, and other beneficial environmental practices. Getting them to do it involves much more than making physical changes. It can take the willingness to be different from their peers. Kent Solberg is a farmer and a livestock and grazing specialist with the Sustainable Farming Association of Minnesota. He says there is a major shift happening from chemical-based practices to bio-based. But the traditional producer wants to maintain his perceived social status in the community.
Most of the farmers I work with, they consider the successful farmer to have four green painted tractors, brand new, sitting in the yard, four Peterbilt semis, and four Lexicon harvesters, and the big brick house. Now, they may be leveraged and make far less money at the end of the year, but that status is far more important.
He says groups of producers working together to transition to regenerative agriculture can help the individual farmer not feel like his social standing is at stake.
And you get that group of producers at a field day, at a workshop, at a conference. It draws their neighbors. They're curious. Low commodity prices and watching people selling out is driving producers to think, what else can I do? Because what I'm doing is not cash flowing. But when they can see other people in their area doing this, now all of a sudden they don't have to feel like the oddball.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about farming practices and social influence at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Thursday today, the last day of trading before the Christmas holiday, and we are just about wrapped up for the day. with a closing here in just a little bit on a pre-Christmas Eve celebration. We've seen the grain market bouncing all over the place today, kind of mixed. We are seeing it mostly higher right now still for the wheat and the soybeans. The corn has been relatively consistent throughout most of the day today. Livestock even seeing some green on the board throughout most of the markets there as well. March corn right now is sitting at 1 3/4 higher at 6.04 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March up by 5.5 points, sitting at 8.59 1/4. In the bean market, we are seeing it's a mix, but mostly higher. January is struggling a little bit right now, down 0.5 cents at 13.28 1/2. By the March and the later futures, we are seeing it in the green with March beans up by 1 3/4 at 13.36 3/4. Meal for January in the green as well, with January up by $2.10 at 404.90. And the bean oil for January in the green by 63 cents at 55.46. In the cotton market, they have been slow moving. Not a lot of trend going on there today, but they are in the green, sitting up 32 cents at 109.15. The canola is in the red by 11.70 for January at 10.07 10 cents. Oats market, they are moving further into the positive as well, with March oats up by 8.5, sitting at 7.02 even. Over in the livestock market, we are seeing a lot of green here after a mixed start to the day. December live cattle up 115 at 136.90. The feeder cattle for January up a $1.82 at 163.60. And the lean hogs, they're even seeing some positive numbers as well, up 10 cents now at 83.45 for the February. April lean hogs are up by 15 cents right now. So not a bad day in the grains and the livestock. We'll see how that closes here in just a little bit. Over in the U.S. dollar index, we are seeing a little bit of red here. March index down by 4 pennies at 96 1/2. The 30-year bonds are down just slightly at 160. 10-year notes are in the red, sitting at 130.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy, with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
On select models, improved credits and warranties.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Father.
Join KNDY as we wrap up Christmas with special programs Saturday evening, including the Marshall County Community Choir Christmas Cantata, the Axtell Community Choir Christmas Cantata, and the Marysville Junior Senior High School Vocal and Band Winter Concert. These programs air at 8, 9, and 10 p.m. Saturday evening, wrapping up Christmas Day. Tune to KNDY FM 95.5 and KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.